This is Keeping It Real with Terry and Sonny, and this is Sonny, and this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And today I'm going to be speaking to you out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verses 12. It says, "Hope that is delayed maketh you sad, but a wish that comes true fills you with joy." In everybody's life that we're going to have bad times, it's inevitable. You know, we live in this world, we have people around us, people's going to let us down. Things is going to let us down. Things is going to break. We're going to have it. And when those things happen, they can tend to make you discouraged and bring you upset. Because, you know, like this week, I was working on my odd board, trying to get it ready for the season. And I had in my heart planned to fix the water pump. I knew I was going to have to fix the water pump. And so it wasn't a big issue. I changed the water pump. I was going to change the water pump. And then that was going to be over with it. And that was going to be done. Well, once I started taking it all apart, I find out I had this wrong with it, that wrong with it. I had to change the seals in the foot, and I was having all kind of problems. And it just started to weigh me down. And it seemed like it was one thing after another. And it started to get me a little bit upset because I wasn't planning on investing that much money into it. And because of that, it kind of got me upset. And it's like that with everybody. We have things that come against us and things that happen, and we got to choose whether or not we're going to let our situation dictate how we're going to feel for that day. Because bad things are going to happen. And when bad things happen, you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice if you're going to let that bad thing ruin the rest of your day, or are you just going to just suck it up and take, or are you just going to take it as it comes and just keep moving forward. And, you know, I seen a show one time. It was called Meet the Robertsons. And it was talking about how when you make a mistake or you do something wrong, you learn from it. And when you learn from it, you become wiser. And it's the same thing with us. We can choose how we allow that mistake to affect us. Will we be discouraged? Will we quit? Will we not want to do nothing? Or will we learn from it and become wiser? And you know another thing too, the second part of scripture says, a wish that comes true fills you with joy. You know, I seen in my life, especially when my kids were younger, we would make plans to go do things. And when we make plans to go do something with other people, and then all of a sudden the other people would just cancel on us. And we would be all discouraged. The kids would be discouraged because we just wouldn't go. Because I was like, well, why go? It's not going to be fun for ourselves and everything. And our pastor told us, he said, you know, if you're going to do things in life, sometimes you got to plan to do it by yourself. Because if you don't plan to do it by yourself, you're not going to do nothing at all. And she was right. She was right because if you're going to do something, you just need to go do it. And when you go do it, you take the little victory. If it's a small thing, you just let it be a small thing and enjoy the small things. Because a lot of time when we set our hopes on all the big victories, they don't come very often, big victories. And we don't get many big victories. And when we do get a big victory, that is great. We should enjoy the big victory. But a lot of times, you have to rejoice in the little victories. I had a friend of mine, she was dying of cancer. And she was fixing to go to heaven. But at the end of her life, I could see the change in her personality. She started, every time she would go to the store, and they just had something that she was wanting in her size, she was all excited. She was, praise God, thank you, my Father, for allowing this to be here. I'm so excited and everything. You could see the change in her heart, how she was just celebrating in the little victories. How she would look at the little things, and she'd be excited. If she went to the store and they had lunch meat at the store, she was excited. If she went and bought some shoes and they had the shoes in her size, she was excited. You know, God wants us to be excited about the little things, not just the big things. He wants us to be praising him in all things. And when we praise him in all things, and when we're excited about all things, and when bad things happen, they won't affect us as much. Because bad things will happen to everybody. Because when bad things happen, they won't affect us as much. Because we have our victories in the little things. So this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And I want to thank you once again. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.